You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And today, the third part, third hour of our chat with Miss Catherine Edwards, that starts right now over on Patreon. Yes, we are still talking about this past week's RHOBH reunion. Second part, we're breaking it all down. Catherine talks more about her. We learn a little bit more about Catherine, what's going on in her life. So head on over to Patreon, granddaddy level, because it is the fourth Saturday of the month, and that is the level we are at. We're still talking Beverly Hills. We're still talking part two of the reunion, and we're still talking Erica and Rinna and all of it. We have so much more to say, guys. So Patreon now, here are a few little clips. Hope you guys enjoy and you're having a great weekend.
Show her teeth to Kyle, but I don't see Kyle ever like engaging on that level. And I don't see if Erica came at Kyle like that, where Sutton just kind of like laughed at her and like, you know, didn't say anything, but just kind of smiled and laughed at her. And that's how I handled it. I kind of laughed. I was like, are you serious right now?
Well, if it's Erica and Rinna versus Garcelle
and Sutton.
The others three plus Kathy need to do something.
They will. They'll be.
And Rinna. Like, I think Garcelle realizes now, like, this is yeah. Sleep up.
And good for her. I'm glad, because I saw something. Oh, when she was on Watch What Happened Live, she said something about like how Dorit will never yell at her like that again.
Really?
And I thought, yeah. And I thought, good. Like, I love that she was not having it. I mean, that was weird to me.
Well,
I don't know what to talk about that last week.
Well, a lot of people are saying that was Dorit is coming back. It's just, but everybody coming back is not like, it just means that they needed to start this immediately because like, this is real time and this is a gold mine and this is the ratings. I mean, do you know the reunion last week was like at an all time high, 1.5
million people watched it.
Which for housewives these days, especially, is way up there. But so, I mean, but Beverly Hills in general. So right. This is like, so they're not, they can't make any cat. I mean, yeah, they could have let someone go, but why? If you're the highest rated at the moment, why would you change it up?
Why would you mix it up? Yeah.
A lot of people said that they feel, to answer your question, that Dorit's like pathetic attempt of like, I'm here. I'm not being fired, people, which she wouldn't have been anyway. But I think that Dorit is starting to get to that. Just what we talked about last time, especially now, what are they going to do? Fire Kyle and keep Kathy? Kathy would be like out of there. Yeah. So Kathy has definitely saved Kyle's job. Not that she was on the chopping block, but solidified that she won't. So it's like by process of elimination, I mean, Sutton isn't going anywhere now. I mean,
no.
And Garcelle is, I'm just, it's like all roads, like right now, if someone said you have to vote one, who is, it would be Dorit. It would.
Yeah.
listen, I think she was like a great housewife. She did what she should. She was, but I think soon her story will just be over. It's just going to be like, there's nothing left. Like,
yeah,
we've seen it all. Not yet, but I just think, Crystal, we're going to see a whole different Crystal.
I hope so. I would love her to, you know, be strong and support Garcelle and Sutton and them to form a good little trinity there.
You know what's strange to me is like Crystal, because she was on the show, Crystal on my show said she was a fan. Like she watched all the franchises. Like she knows these people. She was able to quote Housewives for me. Like she knows. So it is a little bit interesting that she didn't come in with more, but at the same time, I think it's such a hard season. Like for all we know, there's so many deleted scenes. Cause look, she did have this thing with, you know, Sutton and all this. So I think, I think you would have seen more of Crystal. I just think the Erica thing was all encompassing.
I think they have probably edited it nice enough to give Erica a reprieve, because they can't have everyone calling for her head on a chopping block so much and then bring her back next season. They have to make her look somewhat redeemable, I think.
Yes. Although a lot of people online are calling for it. They're calling for her to be.
But you know what? It's like they are, but as soon as it's back and it's still playing out, they're all going to tune in just to watch. And probably in their mind they're watching because they want to see her go down. They want to see her taken down. They're not watching. They love her.
People love a mob mentality.
Yeah. It's weird. It's human nature, I guess.
Well, this is the other thing that I just thought of as you were saying that, because like, that's where it's like what you were talking about before. And she said, like, my life's not over. I'm 50. His is. So like, where you get that. And I get that, like that, I do get that. So that's where it's like, you put your arm around, you just have to get through it. Cause I mean, you're living and breathing, but then the difference, like say that was you or me, the difference is like, if you're, that's where you block out everybody in the world and you just have blinders on, you're like, I have to live another day until this, then you are not on social media. That's the difference. Then it's like, I get that. Like, because I would do the same thing. I'd be like, I have to survive this because I am, you know, not 80. And then you put the blinders on and you go to work for the 600,000, even though it's going to be more now, but then you're not engaging with human society. You are like in a bubble of like, yes, you're going to get out of your car and the paparazzi will be there fine. You can't help that. But going on social media and spending your time, what is, that's the part. Like this is, it, once again, it's incongruous. Like you could get through this easier if you just have your glass of wine and close out the world when you get back to the house, the 2000 square foot house.
She can't, there's something, and this again, I think goes back to something in her psyche of who she is, who she really is, that she cannot do that. It's something with her survival mode. And I think she's just a fighter. And she's like one of those people that would rather like look you in the face and gnarl her teeth and call you a name and tell you to F off. And that's how she's going to show you that she doesn't care.
It's almost like she gets off on it. It's almost like she's in such that battle mode of like, I don't know. It's
yeah.
Right. It's, but I have to say, like, when you go back to her childhood and everything about like, you know, how she got in this relationship to begin with, like when this is all over, like whatever issues she hasn't worked out that have caused her to be so let's fight. I mean, this has got to be like, right? Like whatever the issues were before, how do you come back from this? Like internally, like maybe you will win over, like, right. You've got to be really, this has got to set you back.
Isn't it interesting how she's kind of like and this is just what I remember, one of like her reasons why she's always been so cold and, you know, and closed off is that she always says she doesn't trust anyone. She doesn't trust anyone. And then here it is, this husband that she's been with for 30 years or whatever, I don't know, 20 some years, does this and really just confirms the trust issue that she already, you know, believes in. You know, it's like a manifestation. Boy, oh boy, you know, how is she going to trust anything or anyone after this?
Well, there you go. We cover it all. It's happening now. Head on over to Patreon, listen to our third hour with Catherine. Enjoy. Have a great weekend. Hope you guys like it.